So, tell him everything. But in addition to that, once Aaron has bought it, Moses and Aaron now bring together all the elders of the Israelites. Verse 30, Exodus 4, verse 30. And Aaron told them everything the Lord God had said to Moses. He also performed the signs before the people, and they believed. And when they heard what the Lord, that the Lord was concerned about them and had seen their misery, they bowed down and worshipped. They did not worship Moses. They worshipped the God of Moses. I hope that's what you do when you bring this team together. This wider team. Aaron has buy-in. Now you want the wider team to get a buy-in. They got such a buy-in that they worshipped the God of Moses. That's where to begin. To get your team to believe in the vision and believe in the God who has given you the vision. Believe in what you are doing. They now will no longer do the project for you. Even if they like you, they will do the project for God. And how much better for them to be motivated, not by you, but by your God. Because then your God never fails. You as a leader can fail. They will still remain committed to the project because they are not doing the project for you. They are doing it for God. They bow down and worshipped when they learned that this project was God's project, not Moses' project. He explained fully. But please note, it's not even a man explaining. Aaron has such a buy-in. He's the one telling them, my brother was told by God. But he is there also to say, yes, 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 he told me. Do your people get such a buy-in that they start talking, they start giving the story as if they are the ones who had it? That's what buy-in is all about.